I've been trying to track down Channel 10 newsreader Sandra Sally. I've spoken to Sandra quite a number of times on the program over the years. Like me, she's an industry veteran. But she's a wonderful lady who normally will have some fun with me. But someone's pointed out to me her clothes last night on the Channel 10 news, which has caused some concern and consternation, because as she was about to throw to the project...
Excellent work. Thank you, Josh. That is the news for now. This Monday, April 19, stand by now. The team at the project are ready to go. I'm Sandra Sully from the news team. Thanks for your company tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. If not, need a note.
Sandra. Now, I'm really worried. I think what happened there, that she ran out of script. I think that's what happened. I think the timeout was about 3 or 4 seconds short of script, and so she had to ad-lib her way to the project. And I'm thinking that she may be a closet listener to the program, and as a result, subconsciously, without realising it, she pinched that from me, which I started doing in 1992. Now, I'm sure it was just a one-off. I don't think it will be happening again. Of course, I'm going to listen tonight, because she may well open the program with...
Hello, world.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Sandra's fair dinkum tonight, if she's going to give Lawsy the same sort of treatment she gave me last night. We'll just have to wait and see. But if she closes tonight with this...
Work. Thank you, Josh. That is the news for now. This Monday, April 19, stand by now. The team at the project are ready to go. I'm Sandra Sully from the news team. Thanks for your company tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. If not, need a note.
Yes, well, we'll just wait and see whether it was one of those things. And we'll listen to the opener tonight as well, whether there's a hello world slip in there on the way through as well. Pinching Lawsy's material, then my material. And, of course, I have been accused of pinching plenty of things that Lawsy did during his long and continuing successful career. And as I've said many times, if you watched one of the best in the world do what he does and you didn't copy a few things, you would be an imbecile, wouldn't you?